The North American International Auto Show kicks off September 13th at Huntington Place in Detroit. The show took place in January for decades, but switched to September last year. Rod Alberts is the executive director of the show. He tells WDET's Laura Herberg that this will only be the second Detroit auto show since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and this show should be bigger and better than last year.
The coolest part about the show this year is we're going to have an indoor EV track that'll have 18 to 20 cars on it, from Tesla to BMW to Ford to Chevrolet, Buicks, Volkswagens, you name it. So besides having Camp Jeep that's going to be bigger and expanded and, you know, another 2.0, whatever they call it, it's going to have also the Bronco Mountain, and it's really going to be a Disneyland of activity and activations and new technologies for the showgoers.
And so you said an indoor EV track. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
It will be at the rear area of the hall, but the Beauty will have docks set up where we'll have stations with two or three vehicles from each of the brands I mentioned. And the backstretch, it's all windy, serpentine-type track, but we have a dim lighting and we have neon lights on it, so it's going to be real cool with the lights on in the car. And then at the back of the track, it's going to be over a 300-foot, a football field long, straight stretch with capability of really getting the car moving along. And, you know, these electric cars have a lot of power. So it's going to be a lot of fun for people to go down and ride in the cars. It's really going to have it all, something for everybody down there, and really a family-oriented chance to really enjoy cars and vehicles and new technologies at a show like no other.
During last year's show, companies like Ferrari, Lamborghini, and Rolls-Royce mm-hmm. didn't have a presence at the convention center, mm-hmm. and some critics said the show felt a little less crowded than usual. Did last year's mm-hmm. show meet your expectations?
That's a great question. We were the first year, that was our first year back after 3 years off, and things have changed so much in the industry. A lot of the budgets have gone to social media and different things that came out that have become stronger in the marketplace. But last year was our just returning, and the inventories weren't where we had had in previous years. You know, we had the chip shortage and all the things it caused with inventories. So getting product was more challenging. This year, we have been able to access, which is more than any other show I would imagine around in the country, maybe the world, 35 brands through dealers, the region of the manufacturer, or through corporate. And when I say that, all those cars are going to be there. We're going to have three Rolls Royces. We're going to have three McLarens. We're going to have Land Rover, Jag, Volvo, Lexus, all the other mainstream brands, and all the activations that go along with it, six or seven on the show floor. So you're going to have a multitude of brands, and it's going to be all right here on the show floor in Detroit.
And Rod, anything you'd like to add?
No, we're just really excited to put on a show and build on a new foundation, which is really about helping educate the consumer and people about electric cars. You know, there's still that wariness about the infrastructure fitting it, and also what it's like to own a car like that and the mileage that you get out of them. But the thing is, it's all a part of our future. We even have one more thing. We even have two flying cars. They won't fly there, but they're on display. And one looks one like it just came out of the Jetsons. And don't be surprised in a year or two from now that we fly some of those drone passenger vehicles over the Detroit River. The day is coming. But we do have them at the show on display this year.
Flying cars.
It's coming. Get ready.